8. Journalism.
This scholarly method involves careful analysis and interpretation of information. Information must come from somewhere. These are the sources. There are three types of sources: primary, secondary, and tertiary. Primary sources come from documents created by people who witnessed events firsthand. A person's diary is an example of a primary source. When information from primary sources is interpreted by others, it is called a secondary source. For example, if someone read that diary, compared it to newspapers from the same period, and wrote about it, this would be a secondary source. If someone then read that secondary source and created a new document, that would be a tertiary source.
Number 1. What is the talk mainly about? Number 2. How does the professor explain the different sources of information? Number 3. What is an example the professor gives of a primary source?